This newscast was pre-recorded early this week because the news team is out of town for a journalism conference. More than 800,000 cruise ship passengers will visit Skagway this summer, and a host of events are planned for Earth Day in Haines. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Cruise ship season is right around the corner in Skagway. The first boat is set to arrive at the beginning of May, kicking off a busy tourism season in the Northern Lynn Canal. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
Last year, Skagway welcomed the largest ship ever to sail Alaskan waters to its port.
It went wonderfully.
That's Tourism Director Cody Jennings.
We had a great season. I think if not all the feedback that I've received, everyone was really happy.
Now the days are getting longer, seasonal workers are arriving in town, and the first ship of the 2017 summer season is not far off.
Our first cruise ship's going to be May 2nd with the New Amsterdam.
Looking ahead to this summer, Jennings says the calendar is pretty similar to last year.
Our 2017 cruise ship schedule's looking a lot like 2016 did, just in terms of, our busy days are traditionally Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, a little lighter on the weekends.
The port will see one new ship this year, the Emerald Princess, with a capacity of just over 3,000 passengers. Jennings expects a few more cruise ship visitors this year. She estimates 816,000 passengers. Last year, about 780,000 passengers came through town. With crew, that number topped 1 million. In total, 31 different ships will make 400 port calls on the town of just around 1,000 permanent residents. But not everyone that visits comes in on a boat. Jennings says Skagway saw about 140,000 non-cruise ship travelers in 2016. She expects similar numbers this year. Jennings says she's looking forward to the upcoming season.
I think things are shaping up to be another great season. There's lots of activity happening in Skagway right now. The sun's out and windows are being washed and freight's being delivered. So I think everybody's really getting excited and, you can just see lots of activity going on. So it's here very quickly.
The last ship of the season will sail to Skagway on September 28th. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
The Skagway Borough Assembly is set to introduce its fiscal year 2018 budget ordinance at a meeting this week. Last week, Assembly members combed through the spending plan presented by Borough Manager Scott Hahn. Some members expressed concern about continuing with current spending patterns. The budget will go through public hearings and assembly workshops before adoption. Cruise passenger vessel taxes make up a significant part of Skagway's budget. That money is restricted to projects and services that benefit cruise ship visitors. The borough commissioned an updated study from consultant Jim Van Altforst to review whether Skagway's usage of CPV funds meets regulations. Van Altforst will give a presentation at Thursday's meeting. There are two resolutions on the agenda related to a water well project. The cost of the project has increased, so one resolution allows the borough to apply for a larger state grant than it originally asked for. The other resolution dedicates a higher amount of cruise ship passenger taxes to repay the loan debt. The need for the water well was triggered by demand from cruise ship visitors, which is why the borough is using CPV funds to pay for it. The Assembly will also consider an ordinance prohibiting mayor and assembly participation in executive sessions by telephone. The ordinance says allowing telephone participation in executive sessions could compromise the confidential nature of the meetings. The Assembly will continue its review of contracts with consultant Chad Gubala. Gubala oversaw the now-stalled Gateway Port project. He also does construction oversight at the Public Safety Facility project. The meeting is set for Thursday at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. Sia Alaska officials say investments in two seafood processors will help drive future earnings. But a critic of Southeast Regional Native Corporation doubts they will make much money. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports from Juneau.
Sea Alaska's latest investment is Seattle-based Odyssey Enterprises. It sells a variety of seafood under the Treasure of the Sea and Chef's Treasures brands. It also has a food service division and produces custom products for other companies. Sea Alaska President and CEO Anthony Malott says it's more than a seafood company.
They do a lot of breaded and battered processing, but the real value was the people and the platform that provides a channel to market.
Malott says Sea Alaska bought 51% of the company, so it has a majority ownership. But the Juneau-based corporation will leave Odyssey's business model and management team in place.
The base of their global supply chain provides a good stable income, good cash flow. The growth that we'll be looking for is adding more wild Alaska product to their marketing channels.
Odyssey is Sea Alaska's second seafood investment in a year, and it's part of an effort to change its direction. Sea Alaska purchased a minority interest in Independent Packers Corporation, a slightly smaller Seattle processor, last May.
They were a great ground floor platform for us to build upon, even with the minority position. They have a client base, they have the expertise to get products directly to retail market.
Independent Packers employs about 180 people. Odyssey's staff is about 200. Sea Alaska says both could provide jobs for its shareholders who live in the Pacific Northwest, and those won't just be on the processing line. Sea Alaska has not released the financial details of its most recent seafood investment. Malott says that will be in the corporation's annual report to be released in early May. Longtime Sea Alaska critic Brad Flitch says that information should already be available.
This really goes to the point that Sea Alaska is not very transparent in its financials or financial dealings with shareholders.
Flitch, who is running for Sea Alaska's board of directors, is an investments manager for the city of Santa Fe, New Mexico. He says the processor investments are the wrong approach to making money.
This is taking all the risk of a private company when they could have went out and bought a diversified portfolio of global fish companies if they really wanted to get in the fishing industry and earn a much higher rate of return.
Sea Alaska's Malott says the two companies will bring in more revenue than such investments. He also points to the corporation's existing investments in the stock and bond markets. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from Juneau.
There is a full schedule of events planned to celebrate Earth Day in Haines this Saturday, April 22nd. Melissa Aronson is one of the organizers.
Our overarching theme is all about clean oceans and waterways and how to keep pollutants out of the waterways and how to clean them up when we find them.
Aronson is the board president of Haines Friends of Recycling. That organization, along with an ad hoc committee, is sponsoring a number of events on Earth Day. The day starts with a cleanup around town put on by the Chamber of Commerce. At 10 a.m., residents will join communities across the country for the March for Science. That starts at the intersection of 3rd and Main. A Skagway march starts at 1:30 p.m. at the Elks Lodge. Starting at noon in Haines, there will be environment-related presentations at the Chilcat Center. Those talks will cover a variety of topics, including discussions on coastal cleanup, maintaining healthy salmon runs, and whale disentanglement, to name a few. During those presentations, there will be separate activities for kids. Aronson says local Earth Day celebrations have been going on for a number of years.
Each year we try to improve what we're doing and provide a nice array of activities for people.
The environmental events don't start or end on Earth Day. Aronson says there are community events planned for the days leading up to it and in the weeks following. Those include river, beach, and community cleanups and fishnet recycling. To see a schedule of Haines Earth Day events, visit this report on our website, khns.org. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.